This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And I Echo. Don't know why we have an Echo there on the ISDN. Let me mute that and put on the Comrex.
Right. Nope.
Sounds like we've got an Echo there as well.
Maybe we need to disconnect the Comrex.
I'll just keep an eye on the clock, and then we'll know, and I'll try figuring it out during the break, because trying to do tech while on the air ain't easy.
Doesn't work. Shouldn't you turn that over to our team of professional audio producers and things like that?
Oh, you know, the professional audio producer that...
Over in the control room.
No, the professional audio producer that sometimes on Thursdays is sitting in studio but is having some barbecue right now. That guy?
Good for him. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, so it's Ian, Heather, and Chris in studio, and we've actually got a follow-up to
Wait,
a story.
Ian, Heather, and Chris? Did you just call yourself Ian?
I don't know. Did I call myself Ian?
You totally did.
I don't know. I'm Daryl. I think I'm Daryl.
I think you were thinking of Ian.
Last time I checked, I'm Daryl. I'm so used to Ian sitting in the first chair and hearing
like it's
Ian.
Ian, Heather, and Chris. I'm like, yeah. I don't see him anywhere.
Well, whoever I am, I'm here. And, Chris, you've got a follow-up to a story that we covered going on 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
Where this, at the time, he was a 93-year-old retired pastor. I think now he's about 95. Had been arrested, I believe, two or three consecutive nights in Fort Lauderdale for violating a municipal ordinance against distributing food in public.
Yeah, more specifically, and let's just call
He was feeding homeless people.
Feeding the homeless.
Yes.
And that is just not a good thing to do, according to some people.
Right. And my reading of that ordinance, it was written so broadly to where if the three of us gathered in a park and I brought sandwiches, Chris, you brought drinks, and Heather, you brought chips, and we passed those around, we would be in violation of that ordinance because it was written so broadly.
Yeah. And you'll have that a lot in these types of ordinances. They're out to address one quote-unquote issue. Say it's feeding the homeless, or saying it's people panhandling, or, you know, things like that. Things where, you know, what some people may see as a less desirable element of society is invited and encouraged to be in a particular location. And in this case, I'm very, very happy to report that a federal court has basically ruled in favor of these activists. This comes to us from Reason.com. An activist group's weekly food sharing events are constitutionally protected expressive conduct under the First Amendment, according to a federal court. The ruling invoked not just the Constitution, but Shakespeare and the Bible. At issue was a feud between the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and the city's chapter of Food Not Bombs, a group that seeks to end both poverty and war. Members gather each week at a local park and share food with homeless people. But in 2014, the city passed an ordinance making it a lot harder to hold those events. The ordinance required a permit for public food distribution in some areas, and food sharing was banned altogether. Fort Lauderdale took the ordinance very seriously, to the point of arresting two pastors and a 90-year-old man for refusing to follow the restrictions. In February 2015, Food Not Bombs sued the city, claiming the ordinance violates the First Amendment. The U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida ruled in favor of Fort Lauderdale, but Food Not Bombs appealed. In a ruling dated August 22nd, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit handed the group a major victory.
All right, and what was the major victory?
I was just giving you a pause so you could interject some thoughtful question there, Daryl, but you got none, so here we go. Judge Attlebert.
Well, no, that is a very thoughtful question of what is the major victory?
Well, I'm going to tell you. Now I'm going to tell you about it.
No, so since you want a significant thought.
Commentary.
Did the court wind up saying, Fort Lauderdale police, you made a mistake by arresting these people, expunge their records, give them compensation for the amount of time that they were in jail? Or did the court just wind up saying, yeah, throw the law out, you can't arrest people for this? My guess is it's the latter, and these people still have an arrest record.
I think you're probably right. Judge Attalberto Jordan's majority opinion stresses the form and context of the group's meals. Eating food with others is very different from eating alone, he writes. Quote, unlike a solitary supper, a feast requires the host to entertain and the guests to interact, unquote. Jordan backs that up by citing Macbeth. Lady Macbeth knew this and chided her husband for, quote, not giving the cheer at a banquet depicted in Shakespeare's play. As she explained, quote, to feed were best at home. From thence the sauce to meat is ceremony. Meat bear without it, unquote.
All right, so now Macbeth and the works of Shakespeare are legal documents to be cited in court.
There's a lot of things that are cited in court, Daryl, that are not legal documents. I think TV shows have been cited in court in some example. These are illustrative, not meant to be case law. He throws in some references to the Bible and the pilgrims. Quote, the significance of sharing meals with others dates back millennia. The Bible recounts that Jesus shared meals with tax collectors and sinners to demonstrate that they were not outcasts in his eyes. See Mark 2, verses 13 to 17, Luke 5, verses 29 to 32. In 1621, pilgrims and Native Americans celebrated the harvest by sharing the first Thanksgiving in Plymouth. By organizing weekly food-sharing events, he concludes, Food Not Bombs is trying to make a political point that money spent on war should be used to end poverty instead.
That's kind of funny, though, the Thanksgiving thing. I never really thought about that. Like, oh, there you are arresting him for feeding homeless people. Yeah, we celebrate Thanksgiving as a national federal holiday.
Right, and what do we talk about?
Sharing food.
Yeah. Well, we do share
giving
food.
Giving thanks.
Yeah, being thankful. And, you know, it is one of those things, one of those holidays that we do think of the homeless and we do think of people that do not have it as good as we do.
Give thanks to the Native Americans who saved the pilgrims' asses.
Yeah. Some people do give thanks for that.
I definitely think about that every Thanksgiving, is like thinking about the people that don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah.
Like that they don't have somebody to sit down to eat with.
Right.
And
it's not just a meal. It's sort of that fellowship to the getting together with family and friends.
The fact that you even have the family and friends.
Let's go to the phones, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Michael calling in from Virginia Beach. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Just to follow up on my conversation last night with presidential candidate Daryl Perry.
Yes, you called him with some weird hypothetical that at the end of the call I still had no clue what your actual question was.
So let's try.
So let's sort of give a brief recap for people that might not have been listening last night. You were giving the example of if I were the president and my son had a meeting with some Russian guy, and then my lawyer and my son's lawyer were in the meeting. I wouldn't know about it for 6 days or something. And basically, he was describing a scenario involving Trump, and he was trying to say, would you believe that you wouldn't actually know these things?
We'll just use the name Daryl Jr.
Oh, he used that
Okay,
name.
Perfect. Okay,
yeah, so go ahead with your weird hypothetical that makes absolutely no sense.
Please.
Oh, okay. Well, the big controversy that the Fox News Network is concentrating on, along with Rush Limbaugh and Jay Sekulow, who happens to be the president's private attorney, the big controversy that they're concentrating on nonstop on their three-hour shows, one-hour show, whatever the length of it has to be, the big controversy is that meeting that took place in Trump Tower, which in which Don Jr. and Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of Donald Trump, and,
can hold him over.
And his campaign manager, Paul Manafort. So we are at,
hold the thought, Michael. Grab a piece of paper, write down the note, and get to the point. Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. H-O-R-I. Z-E-N.global.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in, join us by dialing 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have some Discord call-in lines, three of them. in fact, and you can find that at discord.lrn.fm. We'll get back to the phones here in just a second, but Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveAtPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, BTC. And now you can fund your account with Bitcoin Cash, BCH. You can save between 5 to 33% on things that you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveAtPurse.com. You add items to your cart, you fund your account, you select your discount, and then you save. SaveAtPurse.com. Chris, I know you've been using it recently, or at least Ian has been using it for a project that you two were working on.
I can say, based on the dollar volume that we've been spending, it's been...
Are you two the guys that have saved the $4 million?
Not quite $4 million, but, man, when you're getting, and we're consistently getting, I think, 20 to 25% off every order from Amazon.
Yeah.
So that's everywhere from, you know, chairs to laptops to projectors to you name it. It's been crazy. It's been great.
Yeah. So it's saveatpurse.com. Again, saveatpurse.com. Let's go back to the phones where we've got Michael calling in from Virginia Beach, and he wants to follow up on a hypothetical that he called in about last night that I couldn't understand what the point of the hypothetical was last night, and so far I'm still lost. So, Michael, hopefully you can clarify this for me.
Okay, well, it's very simple. I'll preface it by saying this. Any presidential candidate who marries someone born behind the Iron Curtain to a Soviet official, as in the case of Melania Trump, they are going to be the subject of a counter-espionage investigation for the rest of their natural lives, as are all their children and all their in-laws. That's how we are set up and structured. This is unprecedented that a president of the United States, after having run for president and lost two times, would run a third time married to a former Soviet official's daughter. And
so I know that Trump ran briefly in 2000. When was the second time that he lost? You said he lost twice?
Well, yeah, he actually lost before that. He ran also briefly in the 1990s. And actually, he's been campaigning since 1981, openly campaigning.
Right. So you're talking about two different things. You're talking about security clearances and investigations and things like that. But then you're saying this absolutely cannot happen. Well, you know, I used to have a ridiculously high top secret clearance, and I've been through that process. I know that it is a deep, deep background check. I know that people that I would have never imagined getting talked to were talked to by feds, and they were investigated, and I was investigated, and I've got calls from friends of mine who had to go through clearances.
If
you pass all that, what do you mean it's never going to end? I know active file is going to be active till I'm 99 or death. That's how long my security clearance gets investigated. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is that everything that Fox News' legal expert analyst Greg Jarrett is saying really comes under the category of open sedition against the United States.
Who cares what Fox News has to say?
And who cares what Greg Jarrett has to say?
Well, I'm telling you.
I mean, I kind of think a lot, it matters, too, when you consider, like, the amount of viewers that Fox and CNN and all these mainstream medias have. It is relevant to discuss how that could potentially influence your viewers.
Oh, I'm fine with discussing it.
I would say I care what they say because what they say affects a large audience.
Absolutely. And it actually falls into the category of sedition. It's bald-faced lies. And it makes all of them look like they have been compromised by Russian intelligence.
Well, they were bought out recently, I heard, by Disney. Walt Disney.
Say that again?
I heard that Fox News was bought by the Walt Disney Company.
I thought you meant the Russians were bought by Walt Disney.
No, is there a Russian tie to Walt Disney? Who knows? There could
probably
be. The plot
you
thickens.
Just started another conspiracy theory.
No,
another way
I don't
to go.
Know.
Give the conspiracy theorist any more ammunition.
Well, see, you know, I never really thought, I didn't know. So what kind of, Melania's father, what kind of Russian official was he?
Well, the obvious profile or the apparent profile of his career is the KGB station chief in Slovenia.
Okay.
So is this just speculation or you know this or what?
No, I'm just saying from public news sources, not from any intelligence sources. From public
so
news
speculation,
sources.
And so what if Melania's dad worked for some Russian agency? What does that have to do with whether or not President Trump is fit to be president?
Well, he's probably still working for intelligence, and he's in and out of the White House at will.
Well, you'd never really leave the intelligence field. He's in and out of the White House at will. He can
yes.
just walk up there, walk into any office, grab any papers, whip out his little Minox camera, and take little pictures
of
things.
It is an interesting fact, though, I think.
Oh, it is. It's
like, I'm definitely going to go home now and look more into, like, I didn't know that she was, like, I knew she obviously was, like, Melania. The name's, like, foreign. I didn't know so much about her background.
Foreigner.
So, Michael, very quickly, what is the point of all of this? Is there a point, or
yes!
you just want to complain about
Gerald,
stuff?
Stop hating.
Well, the point is, what is happening on Fox News is the setup for martial law that will make Donald Trump the communist dictator of the United States.
I've been hearing this same theory for 15 years about President George Bush is going to be a dictator. Hell, 20 years ago, Bill Clinton's going to set up a dictatorship and cancel the year 2000 election.
Hey, that might still happen.
You never know. I mean,
time travel.
Times are always subject to change, you know? I mean,
yeah.
For me,
greatest
it's the boy
empire
that calls
can
wolf.
Fall, you know?
I
the
get it.
The economy's going to collapse in 6 months. I've been hearing for 20 years.
Yeah. If you,
it's the boy that cries wolf.
I don't doubt that.
The economy could collapse, though.
It could.
Everything's in the realm of possibility.
But if you keep telling me it's going to happen in 6 months, and I've been hearing it for 20 years, I'm less likely to believe you. Yes, there could be a wolf gnawing on my leg right now, but if you keep saying wolf, and I've heard it 1,000 times, I'm not going to believe you.
It's just Jazzy.
Jazzy's a good dog. She never chew off my leg.
She'd never do that. Mm. I know.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. More on the story about the victory of sorts in Florida for feeding the homeless. This is Free Talk Live.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
Today, a memorial service was held for the late Senator John McCain at North Phoenix Baptist Church. Speakers at the service included Arizona Cardinals star Larry Fitzgerald Jr. and former Vice President Joe Biden.
Look around this magnificent church. Look what you saw coming at the state capitol yesterday. It's hard to stand there, but part of it was... He touched so many lives. And I've gotten calls, not just because people knew we were friends, not just from people around the country, but leaders around the world calling me.
President Trump is in Evansville, Indiana, where he is holding a Make America Great Again rally. The president is also there stumping for Senate candidate Mike Braun. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line where you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, you're over there keeping an eye on the Twitch stream.
I have been.
And what is Twitch?
Twitch was originally developed as a way to stream your video games so you could have other people watch as you play. But now you can also set up other kinds of programs, so video blogs and, in this case, you know, live video from different talk radio shows and things
right.
like that.
My understanding is they have a somewhat strong talk category there on Twitch.
I haven't looked through the whole thing, but I know we're on it, so that yes. means the number one best libertarian-oriented talk radio show in America is definitely on Twitch.
Yes, you can go there, twitch.lrn.fm. You should follow. Following on Twitch costs you nothing, and then you get notices of whenever we do things. Or you can subscribe, and subscribe on Twitch is different than a subscribe on YouTube, where a subscribe on YouTube would be the follow on Twitch. Subscribe on Twitch means that Free Talk Live gets a little bit of money. Now, if you're an Amazon Prime user, you don't wind up, you know, having anything extra taken out of your pocket because Amazon owns Twitch, and so they just, like, you know, do some tricky bookkeeping shell game sort of stuff and send us some money. Twitch.lrn.fm. So we started off with an update out of South Florida where this, I think, 93-year-old pastor, the story said 90-something-year-old.
It was two pastors and the 90-year-old man.
Ah, got it.
Yep.
Had been arrested over a series of several nights for distributing food to anyone, specifically homeless, but they weren't turning people away
right.
if they showed up to get the food. And they were arrested because Fort Lauderdale had some kind of ordinance about food sharing and distribution of food in certain spots without permits.
Yeah.
And this wound up going to a federal court, originally the federal district there in South Florida, and then it was appealed up to the full 11th Circuit.
Yeah, originally, yes, Southern District, U.S. District Court of Southern District of Florida ruled in favor of Fort Lauderdale, but then it went to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit, and they were the ones that handed the group a victory.
Now, do we know if this was the full panel of judges, or was it just a one judge at the 11th Circuit? Because I know that there are steps.
Yeah. I don't know. In this case, I assume it would have been the full panel because the line reads Judge Adalberto Jordan's majority opinion.
Okay.
So that would indicate there were at least three.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm going to continue. And Judge Adalberto Jordan also goes on to quote Macbeth and talking about feeding and feasts and quotes the Bible, and he refers to the pilgrims. By organizing weekly food sharing events, he concludes, Food Not Bombs is trying to make a political point that money spent on war should be used to end poverty instead. Thus, Jordan says, these events are protected speech under the First Amendment. Quote, providing food in a visible public place and partaking in meals that are shared with others is an act of political solidarity meant to convey the organization's message, unquote.
Right, and let's focus on this. For a second, even though the First Amendment supposedly just recognizes blanket protection of free speech.
Speech, right.
We, you know, our judicial system is largely based on case law. And courts, throughout the 200 and however many years they've been deciding these things, have determined that political speech has extra protections.
Yes.
So if you can say, I'm making this as a political statement, then you have more protections than if you're just, you know, out there screaming about the weather or something.
Good point. Good point.
So it's very important here that they're saying, you know, this is a political group. They are making a political message in doing this thing.
Right. And acts of political solidarity are meant to be symbolic. Quote, history may have been quite different had the Boston Tea Party been viewed as mere dislike for a certain brew and not a political protest against the taxation of American colonies without representation.
Why do you hate tea?
I don't hate tea.
Then why'd you throw it in the harbor? Why do you hate tea, Chris?
I would still...
Is it Earl Grey that you don't like?
I would love to have another tea party like that. I would be throwing tea because, you know, how dare Washington impose a 3% tax?
Only 3%. What were the tariff rates that just went through on various things? Between like 15 to 35%, depending on which tariff it was.
On steel. But even when we talk taxation, all I want to say is take a look at your paychecks, add up all the totals under taxes, and then go, wow, they started a revolutionary war over basically 3%.
Right.
That's a big difference. The 11th Circuit's ruling did not strike down Fort Lauderdale's ordinance, but it did send the case back down to the lower court. Now the district court will have to rule on whether Fort Lauderdale's ordinance actually violates the First Amendment. While it's great that Food Not Bombs has a constitutional right to feed the homeless, it remains to be seen how this ruling will affect organizations that aren't trying to convey a political message. Many local governments have cracked down on feeding the homeless over the years. One would hope the 11th Circuit Court's ruling will force cities to repeal those discriminatory and unconstitutional restrictions.
One would hope, but it sounds like the court kind of punted this decision.
Yeah.
Hey, you made the kind of not right decision, but you made it for the wrong reason, and we think you should have made a decision for this reason, so now take another look at it.
Right, and any time I read, and they've returned it to the lower court, it's like, yeah, okay, yeah. This is even the
overruled
story.
Overruled and remanded. It's like, yeah, right. All
right. Right, but the ruling doesn't recognize a universal right to voluntarily help people in need, and that's pretty much it. And that's why this story was titled First Amendment Protects Feeding the Homeless, sort of.
Question mark.
Now, sort of, but it's a good step.
Yeah, and in a somewhat related story out of New Jersey, and there's generally not much good that comes out of New Jersey, and this story, well, yeah, it's not really good, and it's out of New Jersey. Story from WIVB. Says a homeless man whose selfless act of using his last $20 to fill up the gas tank of a stranded motorist in Philadelphia got him worldwide attention. He's suing a couple who led a $400,000 fundraising campaign to help him. Johnny Bobbitt says he's concerned that Mark D'Amico and Katie McClure have mismanaged a large part of the donations raised for him on GoFundMe. The New Jersey couple denies that claim, saying they're wary of giving Bobbitt large sums because they fear he would buy drugs. Bobbitt's lawsuit contends the couple committed fraud by taking money from the fundraiser campaign for themselves. He's seeking undisclosed damages, and his lawyers want a judge to appoint someone to oversee the account.
Okay, so
I remember that.
I've not heard this one, but basically the homeless guy, you know, does something kind of selfless.
Yep.
And they decide, wow, what a great deal. We're going to do a GoFundMe. We're going to raise some money for them so he can quit being homeless. And they take the money for themselves, and they were afraid to give it to him because he was maybe going to buy drugs with it.
It doesn't say. He's alleging that they've kept the money for themselves. They've said, we're just not giving him the lump sum.
So they're just going
to dole
it out. He
admitted, too, to buying drugs with it.
So?
So
no, I'm just saying, you said that they alleged, and I'm just saying that he admitted buying drugs.
Well, the article here says that they feared that he would buy drugs. It doesn't, in the first two paragraphs, mention whether he's bought drugs or not.
It's been very scary.
I read another one where they interviewed him, and he said that he'd given some of the original 25 to friends and family, and then he bought drugs with some of it.
So there's more to this. We'll get into it. Apparently, there was a hearing on this scheduled for earlier today, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. On August 24th, 1992, 20 eager Cardozo law students filed into a small room to kick off the first day of Barry Scheck and Peter Newfield's Innocence Project clinic. After years as public defenders in New York City, Barry and Peter started the clinic to review cases of people in prison who could prove their innocence using DNA testing. What they thought was a few hundred cases turned out to be thousands and a clear sign that the system needed repair. At the time, no one imagined that Barry's and Peter's vision would evolve into a national organization with the power to reform the criminal justice system 26 years later. Since that August day in 1992, there are now 565 Cardozo Law School clinic students trained, and the Innocence Project has celebrated 208 exonerations. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We'll get back into this article here in just a second. And I just found a news update from, I think it was Philly.com, because there was a hearing earlier today on this suit. And again, we'll get back into it. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about a tool that you can use, especially if you're a cryptocurrency advocate, talking about Crypto Tip. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to your service provider, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it brings up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and then allows them to claim the amount that you have put on the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get the tip refunded to you after a period of time that you specify. Your options are 1, 2, 3, 6, or 12 months. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many as you want at CryptoTip.org. CryptoTip.org. Now with Dash and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. CryptoTip.org. Chris, I know that you're a crypto advocate. Have you used the Crypto Tip?
I've not done that yet. Got a bunch of other things, but I've used... this is not the first time that something like this has been out there.
Right.
Tip programs have existed before, and I've used those. They're really, really effective, and I think this one's neat because it brings some new cryptocurrencies into play, and it's good stuff.
Yeah, CryptoTip.org. So jumping back into the story here from WIVB out of New Jersey, homeless Samaritan suing couple who raised funds to help him. So this guy wound up, and actually the story gets into it and tells you exactly what happened. Johnny Bobbitt one night helped out Katie McClure. McClure set up an online fundraising page as a way to give back to Bobbitt, who came to her aid when she ran out of gas one night on Interstate 95. It raised more than $400,000, donated by more than 14,000 people. people. Bobbitt walked a few blocks to buy McClure gas. She didn't have any money to repay him at the time, but she sought him out a few days later to give him the money and visited him a few more times to bring food and water. They later appeared together on shows like Good Morning America and were interviewed by the BBC. But the relationship has since gone sour. Christopher Fallon, one of Bobbitt's lawyers, told the Philadelphia Inquirer that the legal action was taken by D'Amico, or rather after D'Amico, ignored multiple requests for a full accounting of the money raised on GoFundMe. The attorney says he's really left us with no choice but to go forward. Fallon, one of the two pro bono lawyers from Cozen O'Connor in Philadelphia. McClure and D'Amico have repeatedly denied any wrongdoing or misuse of funds. D'Amico had said that Bobbitt spent $25,000 in less than 2 weeks in December on drugs, in addition to paying overdue legal bills and sending some money to family.
Well, that's certainly painting it in the worst light. If you said it the other way around, he sent money to his family, he paid some overdue legal bills, and then he bought some drugs.
Yeah.
Instead, it's he bought drugs. And, yeah, he sent some money to his family and paid some bills. So,
I mean, he could have bought a ton of drugs, though. You don't know.
Depends on the drug.
The couple also bought Bobbitt a camper with some of the funds and parked it on land the McClure's family owns in Florence. But Bobbitt became homeless again after D'Amico told him in June that he had to leave the property.
I mean, my thoughts on this, because it's like, on the one hand, I feel like, okay, so people donated the money. It should definitely go to him. At the same time, people also donated it to help get him off the streets.
Right.
So you kind of have, you know, I don't think it would be a bad idea if the money was put in, like, an annuity that, like, paid him out, like, X amount of money per month, you know what I mean? Because the whole point is to help get this guy off the streets. And if he wants to stay living on the streets and spend it all on drugs, that also is not what people intended the money to go for, as well as they didn't intend it to go to the other people. Well, you know what I mean? So,
right, I agree with you.
It kind of like the funds, in my opinion, should get put to use in a way that's going to make this guy, you know, take him off the streets and make him as productive a member of society as possible, because that's kind of...
Well, here it becomes a contract issue, I think, in my mind. If you're using GoFundMe... And they've spelled out what the purpose is for your donation, where it's going to go and how it's going to be used, then I think following that is the right thing to do.
Do they have a link to the original GoFundMe where you can,
sure,
like,
can
see what
it.
The...
You could probably find it, but there's not links from this article.
Here, I'll pull it up if you want to keep going with it.
And, well, then we're talking about some kind of thing to where the donors to this would... Maybe, and I don't know what the terms of service necessarily say for GoFundMe, if a donor can wind up saying, yeah, I want my money back because I heard that the guy didn't do the thing.
Right.
And you know, there's a lot of trust that goes into some of this. But there is an update. Again, there is the court hearing earlier today. And the Philly Inquirer has the story, a Burlington County couple must turn over by Friday afternoon what's left of the donations from a $400,000 GoFundMe campaign that they started to help Johnny Bobbitt. Judge Paula T. Dow on Thursday ordered McClure and D'Amico to transfer the GoFundMe funds to an escrow account within 24 hours and hire a forensics accountant to review the financial records within 10 days.
Wow.
The money will be frozen and placed in an account with the Cozen O'Connor law firm that Bobbitt has retained. The funds cannot be used until the court determines how it will be managed. Do you have an update here?
Yeah, so I found the original GoFundMe.
All right.
So this woman posted the story, driving into Philly one night, I made the mistake of thinking that I would be able to make it all the way down I-95 with my gas light on. Needless to say, I was wrong. I never ran out of gas before, and my heart was beating out of my chest. I pulled over as far as I could and got out of the car to the nearest gas station. That's when I met Johnny. Johnny sits on the side of the road every day holding a sign. He saw me pull over and knew something was wrong. He told me to get back in the car and lock the doors. A few minutes later, he comes back with a red gas can, using his last $20 to make sure I could get home safe. Johnny did not ask me for a dollar, and I couldn't repay him at the moment because I didn't have any cash. But I have been stopping by his spot for the past few weeks. I repaid him for the gas, gave him a jacket, gloves, a hat, warm socks, and I give him a few dollars every time I see him. I wish that I could do more for this selfless man who went out of his way to help me. He's such a great guy, and talking to him each time, it makes me want to help him more. There's only two more paragraphs.
Sorry, yeah. But it's kind of interesting that, that suddenly...
Okay, here's the detail. She says, I am raising money for Johnny. With the money, I would like to get him his first and last month's rent at an apartment, a reliable vehicle, and 4 to 6 months' worth of expenses. He is very interested in finding a job, and I believe that with a place to be able to clean up every night and get a good night's rest, his life can get back to being normal. Truly, I believe that all Johnny needs is one little break. Hopefully, with your help, I can be the one to give it to him. Please help this man get into a home. It is already getting so cold out in Philadelphia, and I can't imagine what it will be like out there this winter.
Yeah, so now you have GoFundMe investigating this.
Well, and it does. She does put in there, though, that I will be all the one to help him, you know?
Right, but now GoFundMe is also investigating this, and they've said that they will comply with any requests from law enforcement or anything else, too. So it's just one of those things. It's a dispute of intention. It's a dispute of contracts. You know, it's if you're going to do something like this, it seems like there's a whole lot of, the way she did it, there was a lot of vagueness.
Right. I mean, to help him get first and last month's rent.
Right.
All right. That's pretty upfront.
A couple thousand bucks.
I would like to, what did it say? I would like to have reliable 6 months vehicle. Of expenses covered.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another couple thousand. Get him a reliable vehicle. So $10,000-$15,000.
Sun Chaser yacht. Those are very reliable. Get about a 50-60-foot sailboat.
Yeah, and a lot of this we're looking at sort of with those hindsight glasses
right.
on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So instead of handing him $25,000, they could have gone to an apartment complex and said, hey, here's 6 months' rent for this guy.
Right.
What I read a couple days ago was that they ended up buying him a trailer and let him park it on their property.
Yeah, right. That's mentioned. And then in June, for some reason, and it doesn't mention what the reason was, but in June of this year, they asked him to leave the property.
Right.
There's more from the Philly Inquirer article about that court hearing that happened earlier today, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.